Barbara Kolb was born in 1939 in Hartford, Connecticut. Her father, music director of a local radio station, did not want her to become a professional musician, even though as a young girl she sang on one of his radio programs. He did allow her to major in music education at Hart College of Music in Hartford. In her second year there, however, she decided to change her major to clarinet, and when she decided to get a master's degree in composition, he refused to finance her studies. She played clarinet in the Hartford Symphony and then moved to New York and supported herself as a music copyist. She won scholarships to Tanglewood, where she studied with Günther Schuller and Lucas Foss. In 1969, Barbara Kolb became the first American woman to receive the Prix de Rome and spent the next 2 years living and working in Rome. The year after that, she won a Guggenheim Fellowship. She also won a Fulbright and then returned it when she found the musical life in Vienna dull. Since the 1960s, she has been living on grants and commissions. One of the recent ones was a marimba concerto for Evelyn Glennie. Kolb's style is abstract, concerned with texture and sonority rather than melody and rhythm. She often combines electronic and acoustic instruments, and indeed was one of the earliest composers to do so. We're going to hear one such piece, Looking for Claudio, for solo guitar and pre-recorded tape. It was written in 1975 for the guitarist David Starobin, whom we'll hear on this recording playing guitar and mandolin, along with Gordon Gottlieb, percussion, Alexandra Ivanov, soprano, and Patrick Mason, baritone. The tape part is not electronic, but instead contains the sounds of mandolin, six guitars, vibraphone, chimes, and three human voices, the latter of which are supposed to sound as if preoccupied with thought, walking aimlessly, unaware of external things. Maybe they just had a big Thanksgiving dinner.